Henry, the only other thing I would say is just one other reason is, again, the majority of the cases settle, but without having an experienced personal injury attorney that can help you decide how much your case should settle for, then you really don't know the value of your case and what you should settle it for. The next thing I would say is, for that percentage of cases that aren't going to settle, the sooner, or the faster you get the right lawyer involved in your case, the better off you're going to be, the better position you're going to be in should you have to be one of those small percentage of cases that needs to be filed in court. If you wait, every day that you wait, valuable evidence is going to disappear. So, also, Henry, one other thing that I would say, the more serious the case, the more serious the injury, the more important it is for a person to have the right lawyer involved. And I'd like to give a couple of examples of this. I have literally had clients that have very, very minor injuries come into the office. Typically this is someone that has had one emergency room visit and really no other medical treatment. And they come in and they want to see me about their injury case, and they're frustrated because they're not getting their questions answered, or the insurance adjuster's not giving them the attention they feel like they need. And I've told clients that, I want to help you, and I'll help you all that I can, and will give them the option of, would you like to see what their offer is, and then just call me back, and I'll tell you if I think that's fair, for a very, very minor case. However, I've been involved in other cases where you do have the corporation involved, where it's a 18-wheeler, a lot of insurance coverage, and there are, serious injury. And in that case, I will tell a client, just point blank, there's no way in the world you can handle this case on your own. The injuries are too serious. The medical bills are too high. The facts and circumstances are just too complicated for anybody to handle this case that's not an experienced personal injury attorney. So, I just wanted to make that distinction. When you have, serious injuries and medical bills and that kind of case, it's just imperative that you get an attorney involved immediately, because In those types of cases, especially when it's a trucking accident and there's very serious injuries involved, you need a attorney involved immediately. And, we have accident reconstruction experts that, you have to get out immediately on cases like that. Those 18-wheelers, many of them have black box devices that you have to, secure that evidence and get things filed. Some cases we would make the decision because of the discovery process, because of the injuries, because of all the money that would be at stake, we would make the decision to go ahead and file a lawsuit as soon as possible, so we can start the process of obtaining all the discovery material as soon as possible, all the evidence, and make sure nothing is destroyed in case that case goes to trial. And a person is just not going to be able to do that if they're not a lawyer. So, I wanted to just make that distinction that there are cases that we would, you know, go to litigation relatively quickly because of the serious nature of the case. Now, that doesn't mean that it might not settle at some point down the road, but it would settle after we've done the proper evaluation of what the facts and circumstances are that relate to the wreck, and also what the medical bills and treatment, future medical bills and lost wages are. And I just wanted to make that distinction. I think that's, you know, really important for people to know that.
Okay. Well, oftentimes when people listen to recordings like this, you know, and get the information like this, they're maybe a little confused, not quite clear how something you said applies to their situation. You'd be available to them to take a phone call and answer their questions, Aaron?
Yes, absolutely. I welcome telephone calls and questions, especially in personal injury cases. I certainly know that just from my experience in dealing with people in these cases, oftentimes they're frustrated and, you know, just looking for answers and reassurance on how to handle things. And, you know, I welcome that and would, you know, just make this promise that, you know, I would do, you know, everything I can to answer those questions and to help. And if I'm, you know, fortunate enough to be able to represent that person, then, you know, do everything I can to get the best result, to get the best outcome. And again, in a personal injury case, it boils down to the very best settlement. Most of the time, that's what people are looking for, the very best settlement they can get, the most fair settlement they can get. And they're not really looking to go to court and go to trial. So that's, you know, that's the commitment that I have. But again, to also be there for those cases and to give them the advice that if your case needs to go to litigation, if that's what it's going to take to get you, you know, the best result possible, then we're going to be there to do that as well.
Okay, well, I guess we've wrapped this one up. Those of you all who want to learn much more about personal injury in the courtroom, look forward to part two of everything you want to know about personal injury cases in the courtroom. Well, that's it. Thanks very much, Aaron.
Thank you, Henry.